Thursday. I'm kind of hiding out here. Welcome to the Thursday Thunder and the Repossible podcast. I'm Bradley Charbonneau, your host. And today we're looking at lead magnets, at the freemium model, about having a little something to whet the appetite, to give a taste, to give a sampling of who you are and what you do in order to potentially get more clients or readers or audience or whatever it is you're looking for. Now, this is Pepper, as you may know, and he doesn't need an elephant. He doesn't need a zoo of animals. He needs the potential for possibly like a field mouse, right? And the weird thing is, he almost doesn't even care if he gets it. It's like the hunt. It's the find, the looking, the excitement, the wow, the passion of the play. So seeing that he doesn't really need the full everything, he just needs that little taste, because that's what's going to be fun for him. And that's all he needs, is to smell that mouse and know, this is the place I need to be. I also know I can set up my camera here because I know he's going to be busy for ages here. He can stay here all day, right? So the reason I'm mentioning this is it's Thursday, March 18th. Yesterday, the 17th, I put out my newsletter, the 17th, and in it, it happened to be the final day of the 10-day Write Your Worst Book Ever Challenge. And what we did in those 10 days was created a book. Yet a very short book. In fact, I've been thinking of like offshoots of the Worst Book Ever Challenge. Like maybe it's Reader Magnet Challenge or Lead Magnet Challenge, right? 10-day Lead Magnet Challenge. Create a lead magnet in 10 days, right? Then you have a thing that you can give away in order to attract or at least sort of test or filter your audience. Because it's not going to attract everybody, and that's not the idea either, right? The idea is this. Is this the right, you know, mouse molehill here that's going to be good for your potential reader or dog, right? So in the process of the Worst Book Ever, many of the authors who completed the book thought, wow, I can actually use this. So if, in case you weren't around, the Worst Book Ever was a 10-day challenge, and we're going to start and finish a book. And the reason for the whole joke about the worst book part was that if it had been called the best book ever, there's all this pressure like from society and peers and our own ego that it has to be fantastic and perfect and whatever, and it's going to take forever, and it's going to be really hard, and it's got to be really long and professional. So all that stuff is chucked out the window, and all we're doing is completing a project, completing an idea. And maybe that idea is silly. I mean, an idea often started with one word. Susan started with squirrel, you know? And others just had the red pill, right? Very matrixy, but then she took it a whole different angle. And then we had the opposites. So, and this was actually a really neat possible lead magnet idea, was what if you could have this lead magnet that is unexpected? We were talking with a nutritionist, and it wasn't the best breakfast ever to keep your energy levels stable throughout the day. She was thinking about this worst book ever of what if she had a book and it was called The Worst Breakfast You Ever, the worst breakfast you could have to make sure your energy levels fluctuate like a roller coaster through the day and you're wrecked by evening. I mean, think of that with a book. Think of like the awesome cover you could have too, like some tired, bleary-eyed somebody or other. And then how long should it take for you to finish that thing? Should it take 10 years? Should it take 10 weeks? How about 10 days? What if we did a lead magnet in 10 days? What if you had an idea, your big idea for your company, your business, your project, your book, and you just had a little snippet of it, right? Remember, we don't need the zoo. I don't need the dinosaur sanctuary. I just need a little mouse hill. And he's good. So what could be that teaser, that giveaway, that fun thing that probably a bit maybe silly, maybe wacky, maybe maybe wrong, maybe, as you say in Dutch, fout. Just that fout, it's like wrong, bad, like politically incorrect. I mean, the squirrels book, by the way, the book is called now Kill All the Squirrels. What is it about? I'm not going to tell you. You got to check it out. I wrote a book, a one-word book. The book is now called The One-Word Long Book That Will Probably Change Your Life. Interested in what that one word might be? You could be, right? And so that's the kind of teaser element that I think we could do, and I think we can do. Not I think. I know we could do it in 10 days. In fact, we just did. We've got 7 or 8 of us who have publicly put up their books up for sale. I was going to say for sale, but they're all free. They're up for download on us. I can share the link down below. But we have created something in 10 days. So then the next question is, what am I going to do with that something? Sure, we have broken through barriers, broken through ceilings, broken through our challenges. Awesome. And we're on to the next thing, or we can create that next book or project. Great. But what if we could use this item? What if we turned it into a lead magnet? What if we can make a lead magnet in 10 days? What would you do with that? There's a lot of talk about, I don't have a lead magnet. I don't know what a lead magnet is. What if we built that in 10 days? We're doing this again May 1st. Get more information at wbe.repossible.com, worstbookever.repossible.com, wbe.repossible.com. Check it out. Come see if you'd like to make, you know, let's use the fun of worst book ever to make your worst lead magnet ever. But then, oops, it's actually good. See how it works? Because if I called it the best lead magnet ever and oops, it was bad, oh, you're a big failure. If we say the goal is worst and it's accidentally good, it's all good, right? You're still here. This is the perfect lead magnet. In fact, this is probably the lead magnet that tells us whether or not our lead magnet is working and whether they want more. Here you have it. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. It's Thursday. This is Thursday Thunder because lightning is overrated. The power is in the Thursday. Lightning comes Monday, Tuesday, the big idea. Thursday's when it sinks in and that rumble in your heart lets it back out. That's why I do this every Thursday. It's also the Repossible podcast. If you like audio, search for Repossible on your favorite podcast station. I'm there too. Hey, thanks for being here this week. If you'd like to join us at Worst Book Ever, come check us out. And we're starting May 1st. So, look at this. Is this do you want dedicated fans? Do you want this? I want this. I want that dedication and focus. You go, Pepper. All right, Pepper, we got to go. We got things to do. Probably.